This is Nina Lockwood, and the website is ninalockwood.com. In this recording, I'm going to teach you a very creative and somewhat unusual method for accessing the wisdom and healing that's already within you. It's called drawing from the well, and that name refers to the fact that the source of all change and growth comes from that well of wisdom that's within you. You don't need to be a victim to feelings or thoughts or even physical conditions that you may have been taught have an external cause. The truth is that you have everything you need to shift the energies that run your life, and accessing that information doesn't require you to have an advanced intellect or a razor-sharp brain. That inner wisdom of yours can and does appear as imagery or symbolism, or even through physical sensations, when we begin to ask questions and look within ourselves. And this is what we're going to be tapping into in this technique, in a very specific, gentle, and yet powerful way. Specifically, I'm going to teach you how to release stuck emotions or limited patterns of energy, whether they're showing up for you as emotional blocks or limiting beliefs or physical symptoms. Because when you do shift the energy that's blocking you from expressing yourself more fully, well, you can live a life that's happier and more fulfilling and more authentically who you really are. And this is actually easy and fun to do, and you'll be surprised by what shows up. And this technique involves bypassing your logical left brain mind so that you can tap into your right brain, where you have access to your active imagination and your subconscious mind. And let me tell you why we want to do that. The majority of us have grown up in a world which discourages independent thinking, or questioning the status quo, or challenging conventional wisdom. We're taught that life is a mechanical, predictable, limited scenario with predictable and limited solutions, most of which are beyond our ability to grasp, so we just have to get by as best we can. If we're raised this way, it becomes harder and harder to think and act outside the box or to find creative solutions that don't fit in the way we normally look at ourselves or life in general. So, what happens when we have a problem that we can't solve because we don't have access to information outside our box? The traditional model we grow up with tells us that the knowledge or information that will heal us or bring real change or transformation in our lives can only be found outside ourselves. Find the authorities, and that's not you, by the way. Check the research, depend on experts to interpret and solve our problems. But what if you could discover that you actually have far more options than what you're used to, and you could get out of that box? And what if those options could be accessed through tapping into your innate creativity, your unlimited potential? Some people think they aren't at all creative and certainly aren't limitless beings, but what if you could discover that you were and you are? And have some fun and more than a few surprises at the same time. Well, that's what we're going to be doing as we draw from the well. We're going to be taking a playful and spontaneous and outside of the rational box of the mind to find the energetic information that will enable you to release emotional or mental or physical limitations. So instead of the outdated and often ineffective approach of logical and rational left brain thinking, we're going to be co-creating powerful imagery that you discover coming from the wisdom in your right brain, that part of your awareness that includes your imagination and creativity and all the vast information that's stored in your subconscious. And why is that helpful or better than what we usually do? Well, because most of the time we tend to live predominantly from one side of the brain, which is called hemispheric dominance. And we live from the left side of our brain, which primarily has a logical, analytical approach to life. And that's fine, but it's limited. And the downside is that it can only process information in a linear, sequential fashion. And the statistic for how much information it can process is something like 7 bits per second. And if you start using the right hemisphere of your brain, with its access to the subconscious as well as the realms of spirit and imagination, you're able to take in something like 11 million bits per second. Big difference, right? And when we're problem solving or shifting energy, wanting to change our behavior or our feelings or thoughts, we want access to the most important and most information possible, even if at first we don't know what it means. And the other very important component in drawing from the well is that you're going to learn that your starting place is from the perspective of your heart and your focused intention for your own truth to emerge without the filter of the ego or the rational mind. Now, do you really think your rational mind would let you play in the imaginal realms of spirit? No way. But your heart will. Your heart is waiting for you to free yourself up from the limitations of logical thinking and to play in those non-logical realms or the quantum field or whatever your frame of reference is for that source of freedom and possibility that's within you. So let me describe to you what we'll be doing. First, I'm going to ask you to choose an intention or a focus for some reaction that you're having to life that you'd like to change or improve. Notice that I'm talking about your reaction versus the event itself. Something that's keeping you from accomplishing a goal or living your life more fully. Then we'll begin with a short period of silence in which I'll help you drop into a state of deep awareness and centeredness that originates from your heart space. After that, I'm going to lead you through a guided yet open-ended visualization process that contains a few very simple suggestions for finding and releasing stuck energy. This is really so simple to do that you'll be amazed at how powerful it is. Remember when you were little and you had a gigantic box of crayons and a big sheet of paper and no agenda to get it right or to do it right? That's how we'll be approaching this. Whatever color or imagery strikes your fancy is the one you'll play with. Until something else calls to you, and you'll play with that one. Whatever imagery or sensory experience comes to mind is perfect. You don't have to concern yourself with what it means or what it looks like or what you're creating, which means that your rational mind doesn't need to be engaged since it thinks you're just going to play. And we are playing. Allowing ourselves to get access to information from within ourselves that has meaning and holds the clues to what we need. So our minds don't need to be involved at all. There are two keys to doing this technique. The first is to just allow any imagery or impressions to show up and not interpret anything. There's really nothing to judge or figure out or calculate. Just follow the bouncing ball of your inner wisdom. And by the way, your inner wisdom does have a sense of humor and certainly has an infinitely wide range of solutions that are going to appear to you as symbols or imagery or sensory experiences that contain exactly what you need. And the second key is this. The reason drawing from the well is so effective is because you get to be an active co-creator. And that's the beauty of it. While I'll be energetically setting up the conditions for change, you will be the one that comes up with the specific images or symbols. Because the truth is that you are the source for your own healing or positive change, not me. I'm simply going to be setting up the guidelines for shifting your energy and inviting you to welcome both the content and the action that your inner wisdom reveals to you. So to help you get into the flow of this process more easily and to help you access your own inner solution bank, if you will, I've permanently embedded very specific energetic waveforms in this recording that will help you become increasingly effective in shifting your consciousness and experiencing positive changes in your life. So you can draw from the well whenever you need to, with any situation in your life that you'd like to improve or change. But before we begin, I'm going to address three elements that may hinder your ability to really engage fully and enjoy this technique. Once we identify them, we're going to effectively suspend their ability to affect you. The first element is any thought or belief or feeling that you do not have the answers or the inner resources to change your life for the better. We've all had this reaction at times during our lives when we thought we'd made the wrong choices or had results that we didn't think were the right ones. And for some of us, this belief holds sway, even though the majority of our actions in our everyday lives do provide results that are successful and useful. And this is the reaction of focusing only on the one thing that goes wrong, even when 99 other events go right. So just for the purpose of experimentation, let's set an intention that will suspend that belief just for the length of time that we're going to draw from the well. And I'll support that intention with some specific energetic waveforms right now. Ah, that's better. Now you may or may not have felt that, and either way, it's just fine. Just know that it has been done on your behalf. And the second obstacle is any feeling or belief that you can't solve or change your problems by just playing, that you have to somehow figure it all out. Have you ever wondered where that belief comes from? I mean, why is there such a heavy reliance on figuring it out? But if you stop to think about it, all the famous artists and scientists and thinkers and musicians all say the same thing. They don't figure it out. They allow themselves to be channels for inspiration. And we all know that inspiration will not appear if you try to analyze or categorize or interpret it. It has to be invited to show up whenever and in whatever form it chooses. So again, just as an experiment, set an intention to suspend that need to figure it out for this time together. And I'll support your intention with another set of clearing energetic waveforms right now. Excellent. So the third obstacle is a belief or feeling that you are not imaginative or creative. Maybe you're living a life where you're not required to use your imagination very much, or maybe you believe you can't visualize anything. So let me dispel that notion, because if I suggest that you recall what your living room looks like and to describe the contents, you have no problem doing that, do you? Or if I ask you to come up with a favorite place, you can do that easily, I'm sure. And I bet you can describe it down to the smallest details, including smell and taste and color and sound. Imagination and visualization are muscles that we can easily use when we realize just how many thoughts and ideas pop into our heads throughout the day. How do they get there? And where do they come from? The more you open yourself to being present for what shows up, the more you're going to see. So for this obstacle, if it is one for you, let's set a third intention to suspend our disbelief and just be willing to play in those imaginal realms. Here too, I'm going to energetically support your intention so that you can have a new experience. Good. Thank you in advance for sharing this experience with me. Please feel free to visit my website, which is ninalacqua.com, for other opportunities to play in the quantum realms of matter and spirit and make good things happen in your life. All right, I think we've covered all the bases and we're ready to begin. If you haven't already done this, think of a challenge in your life that evokes a limiting reaction in you that you'd like to change or shift or improve. And for the time that you'll be drawing from the well, do your best to be in as comfortable a position as possible and free from distractions or interruptions as best you can. I'm going to ring my favorite set of Tibetan bells to signal the beginning of that short period of silence I mentioned earlier, in which I will guide us into a deep space of presence and awareness. So we'll be sitting in this silence for about a minute. Then I'm going to lead you through a guided visualization that will enable you to access that information coming from the imaginal realms of spirit. As that information comes to you in the form of symbols or colors or imagery or physical sensations, you'll automatically know what to do to shift the energy that's been restricting you and open to the energy that will support you. Feel free to keep your eyes open during this silence if you wish. That might increase your awareness of the changes that will take place as we move into that deeper space. So be aware of any changes in your breathing as it deepens or softens. Notice changes in the air or the light around you. You might notice that your thoughts are no longer distracting you, or you feel more fully in your body. Okay then, let's begin. Ah, nicely done. You may already be aware of the changes that are occurring. If you're not, that's fine. Sometimes these things take a little while to become noticeable. And now, if you haven't already done so, close your eyes. This will help you see with your mind's eye the information that your inner wisdom wants to share with you. So take your awareness as if it was a beam of light and move it from your head and your mind down to your heart. If you've already felt this movement taking place during the earlier silence, just settle in a little more deeply. And let yourself breathe into this heart space of yours. Now, in your mind's eye, see yourself standing outside on a beautiful sunny day. The sky is bright blue and cloudless. The sun is shining and the air is a perfect temperature. The grass around you is green and there are flowers blooming nearby. You can even smell their fragrance. And the whole sensory experience brings a smile to your lips. You hear birds singing and crickets chirping and the sound of water in the distance. All of your senses come alive as you enjoy this perfect setting. And as you look around, you discover you're standing next to a well. You notice its size and shape, how big it is, the kind of stone that it's made from, and whether it seems old or new, ancient or weathered. And you notice that the top of the well is open, and you see a bucket sitting on the ledge. The bucket is very unusual. You can't quite identify what it's made of or even how it's constructed, so you find it quite remarkable and very intriguing. With a tingle of excitement, you realize this is a magical well, the kind of well that fairy tales speak of. So you move closer to it and you peer inside. But instead of seeing darkness, you see light playing off the water below, little sparkles and effervescent bubbles and rainbow colors shimmering and reflecting off the sides of the well. You're not even sure this is water, but it's something you're curious to know more about, so you take the bucket in your hands and you slowly lower it down into the well. You hear a splash, and the splash echoes around the walls of the well, and you're filled with questions. What will you bring up in the bucket? And as the bucket becomes heavy, you start pulling it towards you. As you set the bucket on the side of the well, all you can see is light being reflected, like a prism when sunlight is moving through it. You feel very excited and happy, as though you're about to discover something wonderful, so you eagerly reach your hand into the bucket. And as you bring your hand up to take a closer look, You see something you had not expected, and it takes a moment to recognize. In the palm of your hand is a shape or a symbol or an image that begins to take form. And it comes from that source of wisdom deep within you, and it appears in exactly the way you need to experience it. Even if it's something you're not expecting or you don't understand. That shape or symbol or image has color and size. Perhaps it even has a movement or a fragrance. Or it might be a memory or a place from your experience or your imagination. Observing this thing has a profound effect on you. You know that somehow its presence is healing and soothing, clearing. It's transforming something within you. So you stay with it for a few moments, letting this compassionate and loving energy continue to expand outward. You realize, somehow without words, that this object or image has a benevolent consciousness, and that you're meant to use this consciousness to clear and open and renew your life force, especially in the area of your life that has been causing you discomfort. Intuitively, you carry the object or image in the palm of your hand to a part of your body that has the most need for it. And once your hand reaches its destination, the energy of that image or symbol or object moves into your body, expanding outward in all directions, bringing a soothing, calming, light-filled healing experience. You sense that this experience is happening on multiple dimensions and even in multiple planes of existence. And it brings with it a beauty and a peacefulness that are absolutely and delightfully reassuring. And you're aware that your thoughts and your feelings and your physical body have been deeply and lovingly cleared and opened in a way that's both completely unexpected and yet completely accepted and welcomed. You have a sense of coming home to your true self, centered, free, authentic, eternal, and the expansiveness of your being feels powerful and strong and very natural to you. As you feel this wonderful shift in your energy, you realize there's now a sense of completion or fullness to this experience. And with gratitude, you begin to sense that it's time to bring your awareness from your inner world to your outer world. So you bring the bucket back to the place that you found it, making sure it's both secure and accessible for the next time you visit the well. You turn and survey the landscape once again, appreciating the flowers and the view, the sun and sky, and all the sounds of nature that both reassure and inspire you. You know deep within that you can come back to this place whenever you feel the desire. And as it feels right and complete to you, you begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, where you can now begin to live from this new energy. Perhaps you start by moving your fingers and toes, or lifting your shoulders and taking a deep breath. However you find your body adjusting to this three-dimensional reality, as you hear the sound of the bells, open your eyes and come back to this time and place with a renewed sense of well-being in body, mind, and spirit. Thank you.